Last Friday's opening of applications for the Small Business Administration loans is described by Cranes as the Wild West. On our Newsline, Cranes editor Greg David. Greg, what are some of the challenges that people are encountering in these first few days?
Well, the challenges are that the banks aren't ready to do it. Both Cranes and I talked to small business owners who were trying to get loans from J.P. Morgan Chase, and the website didn't work, as far as I know, until the end of the day on Friday. Just wasn't ready to accept loans. Another small business Cranes talked to tried to get a loan from Bank of America. It had been his bank, but they said, you haven't borrowed up from us before, so we won't deal with your application. Now, the president really got angry when a CNN reporter this weekend questioned him about it. But it is clear that there are big problems in small businesses applying for these crucial loans.
Are these directives to the banks? They need to work with small business owners, or I don't want to use the word discriminate, but can they decide who they help and who they don't help?
Well, I think they can decide, but it is in their interest to do these loans. All these banks are SBA lenders anyway. The country really needs these loans. They're backed by the federal government. I don't think it's a question of the banks being difficult. I think it's a question of, like so many things, we weren't ready to do this yet, and hopefully it will change. Now, there's a little better story on the city front. The city's offering $75,000 loans to businesses. And I talked to a company in the Bronx called Bronx Design, and they've gotten a $75,000 city loan. They were prompted to do that by the Bronx Chamber of Commerce, which is trying to get all its members to apply. They need the money. They need the money to pay their mortgage and the leases on their equipment so they can reopen when the government says they are able to reopen. And, you know, that's really important because I think the shape of the recovery depends on companies like Bronx Design. If they can make it through and reopen, they can rehire their workers. But if they go out of business and the restaurants go out of business in the interim, you know, there won't be companies to rehire when we reopen the economy, and then the recovery will be very difficult.
Quickly, before I let you go, for anybody who has yet to apply for these small business loans, what do they need to know, and what advice might you give them?
Well, I think what they need to know is they need to work with the bank they have a relationship with. The banks are there to process all the claims, so that's how they should do it. By the way, the loans allow, they're not just loans, they turn into grants if they keep their employees on the payroll. So they are a crucial lifeline, and I would say that any small business that needs help, that has a relationship with an SBA lender, needs to apply soonest, and other businesses should be looking to create that relationship.
Greg David, we appreciate your knowledge and experience dealing with these things. Thank you for coming on the air with us.
My pleasure.